Hey, welcome back to the second hour of the big show. It's the usual suspects. It's Nick Berry. It's Joel. Charlie just took off for the weekend preparing for softball on Sunday. That would be interesting to me if he would actually boycott the football game because of the roof situation on Sunday.
It would?
Yeah. He's pretty diehard about Houston sports and events and things like that. I mean, look what he did for the World Series. He was going back and forth. So
I don't know. Okay.
They've already shown their stripes. You're not going to have that roof open. You're just not.
No.
Just probably the way it is.
Probably not. So I guess he's not going. So that'll be good.
So I also can assume from social media and from the caller that we got that just as Nick has gotten hate from the 409 that he's since rectified, I realized that me and Who Dat Nation have not gotten off on a good foot this week. But that's too bad.
Uh-oh. Well, you know, you got to speak your mind. And
I do. I got to be honest.
Say what you think, and you can't pander and, you know, tell everyone what they want to hear. I mean, your opinion is your opinion, and if they don't like it, prove you wrong, right?
So Clayton and you and everybody else, Alex that called, I mean, in a couple of weeks, if I'm wrong, come back and tell me. Pretty sure my track record hasn't been too bad. CJ Cutler, SEC last year.
Yeah.
The Rockets. I can keep going, but that's not here or there. All right, so we got Altuve out of the way, winning the MVP. That was fantastic. We talked a little Saints because we had to because of a caller. We got Charlie for a half hour. And now our man, Fort Worth Jay, wants to get in here and talk a little bit about America's former team, the Dallas Cowboys. What's up, Jay?
First of all, I'm going to disregard that blatant, blasphemous, disrespectful comment you just made by including the word former. We will always be America's team, if not because of the winning record that we haven't had the last couple seasons or decades. You know it's because we have the largest fan base everywhere in the country. We'll get past that. I want to ask y'all a question. First of all, do y'all think the Cowboys are going to win Sunday? Because I think they will. For some reason, I think they will, but I don't see us getting to the playoffs. I saw a video probably about a couple months ago. It's sad and it's funny. It was a black dude, older black guy, riding a bike. His life was out. He got pulled over by police. He had the warrant. He got scared. Took off running. They shot him in the back, killed him. Same old thing. They got away with it. It always happens, whatever. But there was a split video. There was this dude. He wasn't black. But he got pulled over by the cop, stepped outside the car. The cop's gun was drawn the whole time. The dude's arguing with the cop, wrestling with the cop. The cop tases him. The dude powers up and starts chasing the cop. I mean, the cop busts out in a full sprint. Have y'all seen that?
No.
Dog, you got, please, look, do me a favor. When y'all, next break, look it up. The dude chases the cop, comes back to the cop car, gets in the cop car, drives in a circle, hits his car, then gets in his car, drives in a circle, comes back to the same spot, and runs off.
What?
Not one bullet was fired. Bro, I promise, you've got to look it up. You are going to laugh your butt off.
Hey.
He literally chased the cop. You heard the guy scream. It was like some Dragon Ball Z Mortal Kombat type stuff. And then he literally started chasing the cop. And I had never seen a police officer run so fast in opposite directions, bro.
Hey, man, you got to tweet me the link to this video. I got to watch this. That sounds hilarious.
I saw it on YouTube. I can pull it up, but I'll send it to y'all.
Just copy the link to the video and, yeah, paste it into a tweet and send it. I got to see this. That sounds funny.
Well, y'all going to laugh because I'm not on Twitter, but I'll figure it out.
Oh, what?
Come on, man.
Oh,
with a handle like Fort Worth Jay?
That's kind of lame, but I need to get
it. It is. It's
him.
Whack. That's whack, Fort Worth Jay. Come on, man.
It's whack. All right, when I get back, I'll head it back to the funk right now for the weekend. When I get back, I'll be on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, your following would be huge.
All right, cool. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right,
hey,
man,
look it up, though. Please, look
it. I will.
Right, I got to see the link.
Appreciate the call, Fort Worth Jay.
Well, he asked. Are you answering? Cowboys and the Eagles at Dallas this weekend. What do you got?
Really?
Yeah.
You're asking? I mean, I kind of feel like if you pick Dallas, it's silly.
We have Nick picks coming up in the final hour, so we'll get to all of our picks.
No, I just made my. I mean, I kind of feel like if you're picking the Cowboys, no Ezekiel Elliott.
That left tackle alone, that situation alone scares me.
It's at home. That's great. But
it's a must win. They'll come out with a lot of energy. The crowd will be jacked up. So for the first quarter, I think Dallas wins the first quarter.
Here's what's crazy. I think the Eagles are a 5-point favorite on the road, but the matchup predictor, I was looking at this because like on Fridays I always kind of breeze through those just to make sure I'm not out of whack on something that I may have missed. And
yeah.
The matchup predictor says it's basically a 50-50 split. I just don't see that. I'm not necessarily predicting a blowout, but 50-50, like a toss-up game with the Eagles?
A pick 'em game with those two, with Dallas minus their best player or best their running back best player.
Yep.
And then their offensive line in shambles. I don't know.
Yep. So yeah, I don't think it's gonna look good for my opinion. 4OSJ is not looking good for your boys this weekend, but hey, stranger things have happened.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Niners got a win. Who thought that would happen?
Pick against
right?
the Saints. What about the Browns? Is their win coming?
Not this week. Although Kaiser's playing better. Yeah. You know what I mean? He had a decent game, and when you go back and look at what he's done the last couple of weeks, Kaiser's playing better. Jags are a little banged up offensively. I mean, they're going to really have to rely on Fournette. I think Hearns has been a little gimpy. But that defense is just so good that I think you can make a rookie look like a rookie easily with the defense that the Jags play. So, if anything, they may be able to take advantage of some of the injuries, but I wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't count on it, and I certainly wouldn't pick the Browns to beat the Jags this week.
Props to Trevor on Twitter. He found the video. He's already sent it to all of us.
Nice.
So we have it so that we can watch it during the next break.
Nice. Appreciate it, Trevor.
Good looking out, that. Man. Great looking out. So we've got that to enjoy over the next commercial break.
I hate to say I have. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I like to talk non-sports on occasion, and it sucks because the two things that I have to talk about are both involve your lower region.
Your family jewels?
Yeah. Have you ever, look,
your
Nick,
junk,
Nick,
your,
Nick's paying your, attention
your
now.
Your junk not in the trunk?
The first one we'll get to it later. I don't know if you guys, have you seen the pictures of the pilot that drew a penis in the air?
I saw something on Twitter where there was apologies necessary, but I did not see the picture.
A Navy pilot over Washington near the border of Canada. You know how sometimes the jets, I guess, leave a little white trail, you know, like a chemtrail that the weirdos freak out about, but it's just a, I don't know what it is, exhaust or
it's
whatever
like
the hell it is.
A paper trail of their...
He basically flew the shape of testicles and a penis in the air. And the entire state of Washington, over the entire state. So people are just taking pictures like, bro, what is going on? This is insane.
Just a penis in the air.
Just throw your junk in the air and wave it around like you don't care.
Just a Navy pilot.
Right, you do have my attention.
That's insane to me. That's awesome, too.
Yeah,
I'm not
but you
got
to have some serious skills to pull that off. Like, that's
you got to have some big balls to pull that off.
Well,
Do you think he mapped it out, like, with the tower? All right, now, look, I'm going to barrel roll. I'm going to come back. Now, if you really wanted to, you could have put some, like, pubes on it. That would have made it fancy. Oh,
my God. Now you just had to go there. Go now we're in straight, making... full-blown earmuffs mode for the kids in the car.
Well, we've said penis and testicles. If the kids are
just
listening, they probably shouldn't have turned it off.
What else you got, George Carlin, for the clean?
I warned. I said it involves the nether regions. If you're a parent and you heard me say that and you didn't click the dial, that's your bad. You knew that we were going to be talking about penis, so that's your fault.
I was acting like this is a sports station.
I know, right? But
what's
he flew.
My bad.
That's pretty badass to do a drawing like that just on your own.
Weatherman do it.
Yeah, those are always hilarious.
Yeah, then they act innocent, like I didn't really realize what I was outlining in this storm coming this way.
I won't bring up the other one. I'll wait until after the break. But the other one, I'm curious if
you're going all out
teaser mode
early.
On it. Yeah. I'm curious if you guys have ever heard this. I just put two words in the rundown for it.
I'm searching the rundown right now.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Wait for the break. I'm curious. I know. I'll make a bet with you guys right now. I'm going to bring it up, and you guys are going to be like, what in the hell are you talking about? I will be willing to bet you that at least one of our listeners, if he hasn't done it, he knows about it. At least one person out there knows about this. I'm going to be willing
tease.
To bet you.
Yeah. Okay. And you know what? We do always brag on our listeners for being highly educated and supportive.
This would make them weird and gross, but most part,
they're smart. Dr. Dre's listening, so we know that there's always a possibility, and then there's that. So, okay, we'll continue to roll on, and we see calls starting to come back in, too. You can join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call or text. Barry's checking the text. Otherwise, we can be found on Twitter, @TheProducerNick, @PacmanJoel with a K, @BarryIsFunny. back in just mere minutes right here on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know what my deal is. I'm like a 31-year-old curmudgeon. That's the deal. You know, I went to a dance club the other day, you know, and dragged against my will, you know. And this girl asked me to dance, which I thought was hilarious, you know. Would you like to dance? You know, I'm like, yeah, you read my mind, you know. That's why I'm leaning in the darkest corner closest to the exit, you know. I'm about to boogie. I'm about to cut a rug. But it's weird. Women have this weird myth. You can tell the way a guy is in bed by how he is on a dance floor. I think that's ridiculous. What does it matter? You know what I mean? If a guy is on a dance floor, really getting into it, enjoying himself, expressing himself, what does it matter how he is in bed? He's gay.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects in hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza. That, again, was Bill Hicks, Bill Hicks' legendary Houston comedian, who Barry has a lot of background on. But I'm a little bummed out that dude is no longer with us now, because the more you hear him, the more you want to see him.
Yeah, he was one of the best. That actually, that bit was from an appearance he did on Letterman that never aired. He was on Letterman one time, and it was pretty controversial, and so they didn't air it, and then it caused kind of a riff, and it was a big deal, and then Bill passed, and I think Letterman... Eventually, it kind of got to him that he never aired that, and it was kind of cool because Letterman goes and brings Bill Hicks's mom on the David Letterman show.
Really?
And they run it, and they air it at that point. So it had been a huge deal that they didn't run it. I mean, a huge deal. So kind of as a, you know, sorry to Bill Hicks and to kind of make things right, bring his mom on and run the set that he did that never aired.
Wow.
So pretty cool. Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
That bit is from there. But as you can see, I mean, that was back in late 80s, early 90s. That was pretty controversial for 1990 on TV to go on and make a joke about gay. And he was making jokes about preachers having sex with people when they shouldn't be. And so for his time, it was pretty cutting edge. And that's part of the reason why it didn't get aired. Nowadays, that would be nothing.
Right.
But yeah, back in the day, it didn't get aired, and Hicks didn't like it too much, and Letterman, I think, ultimately felt bad about it. So
that's a good backstory, yeah. Right there.
We'll do another bit from there because it's easier because we know they're going to be clean. So
okay,
it's less beeping that has to take place.
And we apologize; we didn't have time to watch the video during the break. We had stuff going on, but we'll get to it.
Yeah, we were moving things around in the studio.
We were moving things around.
Yeah, I don't know why that had to happen all right now. Why did all of a sudden that became so important? But I am glad that we have an ESPN 97.5 background in here now.
Yep.
And not the other guys.
Beat.
Sports, yeah, the sports beat.
Not the sports beat.
The Star 610. The KT.
Seriously, that took me back. My first days sports in beat. Houston. The first day I got here full-time on the job, they took me over to KTRH Radio. And basically she said, this is the flagship, and this is where all, you know, all sports and radio in Houston, this is where it initiates from. And then I met Charlie and Rich and all those guys. Russ Small.
Oh, Russ Small. I do remember Russ Small.
Russ Small was the sports director over there.
I remember remember the Houston Post and all the guys that wrote for
Robert
them.
Robert Falkoff.
Yeah. What was it? Herskowitz, Hands, and
Mickey
Robertson?
Herskowitz, yeah. Dale Robertson, still writing. Yeah.
And Kenny Hand. He was also on KTRH, I believe, in 610. So
Robert Falkoff, he was our PR guy for like 1 year after it fell through with the Post. He had the craziest voice you ever heard of in your life. I say, Falky, that's why you write, because no one wants to hear that voice. He's crazy. Good dude.
Okay, so we're going to get to the question. I guess we got to do it now because I don't want to run out of time again. We'll do these texts. Sorry. If you've been texting the show, I forgot to open it. I'll get to you, I promise, because there actually is a good question about Santa Claus in the texts, and we're going to get to that too. So two nights ago, sitting on the couch watching Wheel of Fortune with the wife, because it's what we do because we're old and we're weird.
Okay.
And she's just telling me about her day, and I don't know how we get on the subject of, you know, she's a nurse.
Yep.
And she was talking about one of her friends. I guess they were having a conversation. And this other chick used to be a nurse, and she's not anymore. But I guess they were talking on the way home or whatever. But they were talking about doing – she was a hospice, an in-home hospice nurse, this chick was. Mm. And she was telling her – I guess they were talking about horror stories. And she said one time she was at somebody's house, and she's bathing the patient. She's cleaning them. Mm-hmm. And when you clean them, you've got to clean everything. And she says she's cleaning this dude's junk. Mm-hmm. And she notices something in it, like an object. And she's like, she doesn't want to say anything, but she doesn't understand what this is.
Stuck
like,
in the seaweed or?
No. Oh, yeah. If you got kids, change the channel. This is going to get really bad. This segment and probably the next one. All right. So I'm just giving you 5, 4, 3, 2. So there's basically a foreign object in the in his penis, under the skin.
What?
Not like a Prince Albert, like a, you know, a piercing, but I'm there's an actual, there's something under this, not like a bump, like, oh, you've got a weird bump on your penis. No, like there's something in there, and she can't figure it out, and she kind of accidentally looks at him, and he goes, oh, yeah, I served time in prison, and back then, and I guess they still do it now, but he said it was kind of a thing where you would put dominoes up under your skin. And I was like,
what?
What did you just say? She goes, yeah, they would cut, they would take dominoes and like shave them down and make them into shapes and stuff and then cut their skin open and put it inside and then let it heal back closed. And now you have a domino inside of there.
Why?
I don't know. And I thought, oh, that's BS. She's messing with you. I Googled it. That's a real thing.
What did you Google? Domino penis?
Domino D.
Yeah.
I Googled domino D word, but then I found domino penis. Let me read you this. So this is what I found after I Googled domino penis, because that's how I got the... I Googled domino D and got a Vice article, but I Googled domino penis and I got a scientific article. So you got to use the science words to get the legit articles. This is the abstract from the article. You ready? Subcutaneous penile insertion of foreign bodies is a practice performed globally, but has mostly been reported outside of the United States. An incarcerated 29-year-old Caucasian male in a Midwestern prison whittled a domino into a dog bone shape and placed it into his ventral penile subcutaneous tissue. That means under his skin, Nick. I know you're not a doctor. He presented to our facility with erosion of the corners of the foreign body through the skin. So... what that means is the domino's under there and it's hidden. And then over time, the skin wore away, exposing the corners of the domino.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah. And then it said, where'd it go? Self-insertion of foreign bodies into penile subcutaneous tissue by incarcerated American men for sexual enhancement is more widespread than previously reported. Erosion is a novel presentation. So, yeah, there's a picture of it. You want to see it?
No.
Nick wants to see it.
I'm not going to Google it. Your web history is probably.
Dude, huh?
Like, people see your web history and probably think you're gay.
I know.
All you do is Google search penis.
Well, there's when your wife tells you that she heard this story about a dude in prison or putting dominoes in their penis, you kind of want
to. You kind of have to
really?
Google search penis?
Yeah, well, domino penis. Yeah, you kind of do. Like, that's weird.
So, next time you're having.
So, it's like. Really weird.
Erectile dysfunction, you better call Domino's. I mean, you're putting Domino's for that?
I don't know why you would do that, but I guarantee
it's just so
you.
Weird. Aren't you bleeding all over the place?
I don't know. I've never done it, Joel.
I thought you did extensive research. Did you go to YouTube on a how-to video?
Near that area.
But
that's
yeah,
crazy.
They're like, some did like a shape of a heart.
Oh, come on, man.
A bone. They would just put them in. And I'm like, why? And then I started reading the Vice article, and they were talking about in foreign countries, like in the Dominican Republic, it's like a macho thing to do.
You're doing it to yourself.
I guess. I mean, you're probably not like, hey, doc, I was wondering if I could come in this weekend.
It's not like you got a needle and thread you're going to stitch up where you cut it open to get it in.
I mean, bro, if you can make a sandwich, if you can make a grilled cheese in a cell, you can certainly, I guess, figure out how to do that.
Wow.
But isn't that, I thought, of all the
beyond strange.
Of all the weird things to do, you know what I mean? It's like, who thinks of that? Who's sitting around and goes, you know what? Somebody's like, hey, domino, I win. You're like, yeah, but I'm going to take this domino.
I can feel.
Cut it up, cut open myself and put it inside. What? That makes no sense to me. But that is, I thought she was lying. I told my wife, I was like, that girl is messing with you. She's making that up. And then I looked it up and she's not. And that's weird.
It's beyond weird.
I know at least one person listening has either done it or knows someone that's done it or knows about it.
Well, Lamont suggests that Raheel should do it.
Okay.
As part of his ad, his numerous ads out there that we all know of that are on the web and on our airwaves.
Adrian said, I've heard of pearls and little marbles, but
you
not
see what
dominoes.
You started now.
I mean, we have smart listeners.
Started this with the on-air women on ESPN and everything yesterday, and you were getting flooded.
Yeah.
I hope you get flooded with all kinds of pictures now.
Dude, the good thing is everybody. The text line, you can't receive images. Otherwise, you'd get a whole bunch of images.
Oh, you can. They can text an image. I just delete it. I don't look at those texts. If it's more than a couple sentences or has an image attached, I just delete it. I don't have time to read or look at pictures. But you don't need to send it. I have a picture of it, and it's pretty weird. It kind of looks like, well, this one looks like almost like a smiley face. But I don't know how to describe it, really.
You've done a good enough job.
It's weird. It's just very strange.
Yeah, we got plenty of detail out of you, bud.
We're all good with that one now.
Okay.
Did you leave anything out?
No.
Okay.
Pretty weird.
All right.
Pretty weird. So you're not doing that? Like, you don't to take care of your lady?
No, I'm not doing that.
No?
No.
Yeah, Nick, next time you're laying around on a Friday night with nothing to do watching some tube, try to insert a domino.
I mean, you know, Big Six. That's what they call
big
the...
Six. All right. On that note, we're at the midway point of the show. We're going to take a break and reset. We'll be back with a whole lot more on The Usual Suspects in just mere moments on ESPN 97.5. Digging this tune, man.
Just for you, huh?
Love it.
I like it.
It's the
now you got to play. For me, you got to play "Rack It Up, Rack It Up." I can't find a clean version of that.
I can't either. I tried.
Don't you want to hear a little peep?
Oh God, no!
Awful.
No.
I love this jam right here.
That's a good beat.
This is the music behind the new Apple commercials for the new iPhone. Oh, Kirsten, already showing us the phone.
Oh, she's got the new phone? Kirsten, you have the new iPhone? Spoiled brat.
Took away the button, though. I don't like that.
Spoiled ass brat with the new iPhone. I heard they break real easy.
First rule of this show, Nick, you can't take away the button. It's necessary.
Yeah, you definitely have to have the button on this show. There is no doubt about that. Are you an iPhone guy?
Nick, I am.
You're a Samsung guy like me, right?
Yeah, you and I have the same phone. Don't you remember Nick's phone in Vegas?
Oh yeah!
What happens in Vegas?
Yeah, we'll leave that.
The phone stays behind in Vegas.
He still don't like that story. He's like, no, forget it. Let's not bring that up.
I just brought up the phone missing.
I know he's he gets sensitive when you start talking about
my butt mustache. Don't be talking about my butt mustache, dude. You leave my butt mustache
butt
out of the show.
Your butt bangs. I wasn't going to bring up your butt bangs. I was going to bring up other
leave
things.
Leave that out of the show.
All right.
This show has gone right in the toilet.
Has it? I felt like what we talked about earlier was medical.
Is that what it was?
That was medical. I never said a derogatory. I never said anything bad.
No.
But turn your station in 5, 4, 3.
Yeah.
That's just because kids don't need to hear that. You don't want 13-year-olds out there doing that. Got enough things going on.
Dominoes is a popular game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, you're on your own.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
Somebody texted the show and said the band Tool turned me on to Bill Hicks.
How'd that happen?
He was into the punk scene, and I guess Tool and Bill Hicks, and I don't know what the...
Really?
Yeah.
Because Tool's more heavy metal, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so. I've got one of my best friends is a huge Tool fan. Every time they come here, they sell out like in an hour.
This is making me mad because I know at least 4 or 5 Tool songs, but I can't remember if they are more of a punk or because I used to listen to Tool as well.
Okay, here's the. Are we doing sports? Because it's Friday. I don't know why we have to. I feel like we were so sportsy this week.
Well, our opening segment, which is normally anything but, was all sports.
I know. I feel like though, like this whole week, we really nailed it on the sports stuff.
Okay.
Like we did a lot. That's why I'm like, it's Friday. Whatever.
Sure. Talk about dominoes and penis.
Oh, way to warn the kids. I'm going to take pictures with Santa. At what age is a good age to tell your kids about Santa?
Well,
Notice I didn't ruin it. Now, if you have kids in the car, we're going to have some adult discussions about Santa Claus. No, and it's not going to be sexual, but you still don't want them hearing.
Give them the 5 count.
5, 4, 3, 2, Santa ain't real.
Santa is not real.
So, see? But that was the question. Going to take pictures with Santa, at what age is a good age to tell your kids Santa isn't real? When are you guys going to tell Taylor?
Man, I don't know. I mean, I would think past 10. I would think, you know, but you know what? Here's 10? My thing. I would think that someone's going to spoil it. Right? Some kid's going to spoil it for her. It's my first guess. I'm a first-time parent. I don't know these things like the back of my hand.
You didn't read the manual?
No.
When did you find out that there was no Santa?
I don't remember.
Nick?
I want to say elementary school. I want to say like the fourth
grade. Was it another kid that told you?
That's what I was going to say.
They're the
nowadays,
worst.
My mom
between
told me.
Social media and another kid at school, it's going to be spoiled way sooner
than
us.
It's always the poor kids that ruin Santa for everybody else.
Yeah, I think usually a kid will tell another kid, and then that kid will go up to his parents.
Yeah, because usually it's the broke kids that aren't getting anything, and so they go and ruin it for everyone else. Because that's what happened to me.
Which is legit. That's fine.
I went to my mom for Easter, and because I believed in the Easter bunny. I believed in Santa. I believed in all of it, right? And I go to my mom one Easter, and I'm like, hey, mom, I'm going to ask the Easter bunny for a bike. She was like, yeah, don't do that. I was like, why? I want a bike. She was like, yeah, keep it simple for the Easter bunny this year. He's got a lot of work to do. And I was like, yeah, no, I don't care. I want a bike. I'm going to ask the Easter bunny for a bike. She was like, I'm just telling you, don't do it. And I was like, it's my list. She goes, the Easter bunny's broke this year. I was like, wait a minute. The only person I know that's broke is you. Are you the Easter bunny? She goes, yep. And I'm Santa too. And that was it. That's how I found out.
See, I faked it.
So I went to school and told everybody.
For another year because I knew I'd get more gifts that way.
I went to school and told everybody. Oh, I ruined it for, oh, you got money? Yeah, well, guess what?
Oh, you're that guy?
Santa. That's why I said it's all the broke kids.
Everybody else.
It's the broke kids that run it. Hell yeah, I told everybody. You ruined my, I was 13. You ruined that for, no, I'm just kidding. I wasn't 13, but 10 is old. You need to break that to her by like 6 or 7.
I'm pretty sure it'll be broken
six
to her
is
before
kinda, that's
me.
That's kind of rough, though. It's a hard thing to decipher, I think, because 10 sounds old.
That's why I say
six
seven.
Or seven sounds young.
No, 7's about
for a little,
right.
Like a 6-year-old girl. That's not a little
7. That's why I said 6 or 7. So you're right. 6 is too young. Let's go 7 years old.
Seven and a half.
Do I hear 8? Do I hear 8? Do I hear 8.5? 8.25. Do I hear 8.25? Anybody got 8.25? 8. We got 8. We got 8. Do I hear 9, Joel? 9. Joel's like, I'm not going to tell her so she can vote.
I'm telling it. I'm not going to have to because one of her classmates or friends or like her nephews who are older are going to spoil it for her.
The same way she's going to learn about sex.
Let's not even open that can of worms, Mr. Domino Dick. I'm not getting into all that today. I am not doing that with my daughter.
You know, you're lashing out and cursing.
Lisa is going to handle that part of the business.
You just got dumped. I hope you're happy.
Yes. By the way, I just saw this. Not a good look. Lonzo Ball got a haircut, and Twitter is just... I just retweeted it. They are killing him. But he got rid of the... I mean, they're all saying, you know, he's shooting threes. Lonzo shaving his head won't make him a better shooter than he is right now. He better be reborn with that new haircut. He looks kind of weird.
I haven't seen it.
I'm going to show it to you right now. And he had to do it shooting threes with. You can tell what the music is in the background and everything. Why is it not?
I don't know. Well, he shows me a picture that's not loaded. Oh, he's just got a haircut. I don't know. That doesn't look weird to me.
Kind of looks like you.
Really? Really?
I see the similarities more and more every day.
I hate you.
You want to go shoot some hoops?
Clayton said, man, this show gets weird.
Yeah, I saw that.
This week on The Usual Suspects, butt bangs and domino penis. Well, hey, we talk about everything. We've always been an open show.
We run the gamut for you, the listener, and sometimes, well, we just run it anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, this is... And Barry for the win, best radio host to listen to in the parent pickup line.
That was a funny one, too.
Yeah, my bad. Well, it's whatever. You should know by now what this show's about. You don't put the kids in the car and put the show on. That's not what we do. Flip over to one of those other stations. They're more like that for you.
Okay.
They'll put you to sleep.
All right.
I can't believe you compared me to Lonzo Ball, though. That's not cool. I don't think it's not even close. That's like what coach does everybody compare me to? I don't look anything like him either.
No, CJ. Well, this week it was CJ Fedorowicz.
No. What's the coach?
Oh, David Fizdale.
Yeah. No, I don't look like him. Not even close.
It's just the glasses with David Fizdale.
See, that's
the fact
thing.
That you're both black.
Oh, my God. I just, this is, it's already gotten weird. Are you sad that Mike and Mike are going away?
I listened to it this morning.
Did you? That's the last one, right?
Yeah,
it was the very last one.
Even the sign off seemed somewhat awkward to me.
Was it like a, like one went to
they
shake
brought,
and one did the fist bump
no,
and they balled
they,
and socket?
They both brought their families out and
oh,
they were like,
what?
And they're like,
are we doing that?
And no.
When
and,
we end?
And, well, there's no end in sight, so we don't have to worry about it. But at the same time, they brought their families out and they both said, now this is where it's going to be hard to get through this. But then neither one of them got choked up and everyone was kind of going, they were going back and forth. Then finally, I thought Greening was going to have the last word. He said, no, you can have it. And then Golic was just like, Mike and Mike, signing off.
That was it.
There it is.
Nothing special.
That's
like,
it.
Thank you guys.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I mean, throughout the shows this week and some of the tweets and some of the videos and all the people sending him messages was cool. But the end of the show itself was just kind of, I think it was kind of anticlimactic.
I just, what do you do though in that situation? You know what I mean? What's the appropriate way?
Well, you cry like a baby.
Really?
You're a crier.
You're going to cry when
Not
we break
me,
up?
You.
Oh, me?
You're a crier.
I don't think I'm going to cry when this show ends. I don't know.
Wow. There you have it, Nick. You just have, you
no,
don't
not,
have the influence you thought you had.
Not because of that. I just don't know that. I mean, it'll be one of those things where like, wow, I'm surprised they let us go that long. You know what I mean? It's not going to be because I think, you know, it's just going to be like, oh, man, we really.
Long has Mike and Mike been going on?
17 years.
Yeah, I don't know. 17 years.
Would you cry
not
if the show
air.
Lasted 17? I know a lot of people would cry if we lasted 17
Nick, would
years.
Would you still be single?
I yes. might be.
Okay.
17 years from
He's
now.
Never settling down.
No?
Our Nicholas, he's never going to find
Our
him a
Nicholas.
Good gal. He's not. We're going to have to.
This is so funny, by the way.
I worry Lamont, about you, Nicholas. You're not eating. I'm going to be like your aunt or something.
This is hilarious.
Pinching
Lamont
your cheeks.
was tweeting to us during the last segment, right?
Okay.
And making all kinds of statements.
During the Domino's
all
talk.
All of a sudden, Raheel chimes in, LOL, WTF am I missing? And Lamont's response is classic. One of Barry's homeboys is not circumcised and sticks Domino's in
no,
his penis.
No, that's not. No.
To get what you set yourself up for. That's hilarious.
Lauren Pope said apparently after our discussion, the first commercial was about ED on the stream.
Yeah, I saw
Which,
that
Which, by
tweet.
The way, just calling it the stream after that discussion is also weird.
Very much so. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people out there these days that are in the market to check out what's out there from a housing perspective. I'm just throwing it out there.
Don't be trying to get me into that. I'll get into that myself. Thank you very much. Trying to set me up for failure. I don't think so, Joseph. That's a good try. You can turn your mic off all you want. I will continue to spin this out. Yeah, we'll have more text and tweets and a lot more stuff to get to. But right now, I want to talk to you guys about something serious for a second. And you all right, Joel? You going to be good? He's going to spit his water out. Seriously, Joel, I'm trying to be serious here. All right, let's lock it up. Got to tell the people about Gulf State Homebuyers because we all know that Hurricane Harvey has come and gone and the devastating effects still exist. And some of you guys are not even back in your house yet and you're looking at repair bill costs and you're looking at the time that it's going to take and you're fighting with FEMA and you're thinking to yourself, there's got to be something better. Well, have you ever considered getting out from under that house altogether and just selling it? That's where the folks at Gulf State Homebuyers can really help you. You have the bill. You know what it's going to cost to fix it up. What you don't know is, what can I get cash for this house? Call Gulf State Homebuyers, 281-717-6100. They're going to come out. They're going to give you a cash offer. You're under no obligation when they come out either. They're going to come out and look at it. They're going to give you that free, no obligation cash offer. And then you take that and you look at what it's going to cost to fix it. And you decide, do I want to sell it or do I want to fix it up and take another chance that it floods again? Give Gulf State Homebuyers a call, 281-717-6100. Let them help you. Like I said, they come out. And the great thing is Gulf State Homebuyers, the last 2 years, has won the Distinction Award from the Better Business Bureau. So it means you can trust them. It means it's a great company. I know the guys over there. They're really good people. And they're going to help you have the right information to make the right decision. Cool thing is, once you sign up with Gulf State, they've got an entire in-house staff to help you get from the beginning all the way to the end of the process. Great professionals, attorneys, title companies, everybody in-house ready to help you get the cash for your house and move on with your life. 281-717-6100 or hit them up on the web, GulfStateHomeBuyers.com. The folks at Gulf State, they're there for you, and together we will keep you so strong.
Hey, almost two in the books. A little bit more than
almost
one
to go
in the big show. You're a funny guy. What else you want to say?
Nothing.
Just checking.
I'm good. I'm not. That's it. I'm not talking the rest of the show.
That's a lie.
Yeah, it is. No way you're getting me to shut up.
We said Altuve won the American League MVP just for housekeeping. Giancarlo Stanton won a very close race in the National League. Surprising?
Not really. I mean, the fact that the team sucked is maybe the most surprising thing, because how valuable can you be if your team sucks? But sometimes it's not your fault. I still go back to I wish they would change the MVP award to the best player award, because that's really what Giancarlo Stanton was in the NL. He was the best player, not the most valuable, because if he was valuable, they would have been better. You know what I mean? In the case of the AL with Altuve, yes. I think that Altuve, his value was there, just like Judge's value was there. When Judge fell off, the Yankees fell off. So
Stanton's just the seventh MVP winner, to your point, from a losing team, joining Ernie Banks twice, Andre Dawson, Cal Ripken Jr., A-Rod, and Mike Trout.
Yep. And some of those guys weren't valuable to the team at the time. They were just the best player in the league. So it's always one of those things.
And if he didn't win it, Joey Votto would have won it, and the Reds sucked too.
Yes.
So
yeah, the first guy on the list, which was third, was Goldschmidt, and he proved his value. Which he's been there before, so that's nothing new. But when you look at the turnaround with Arizona, see, I think guys like Charlie Blackmon got slept on. I think without Charlie Blackmon, that Colorado Rockies team isn't nearly as good and doesn't do nearly as well as they do. You can also say that Greg Holland had a lot to do with that, and I really think Bud Black had a ton to do with how well they did. I think they got slept on all the way around in this. But, man, when you look at what Arizona did, how do you not see the value in Goldschmidt?
Arizona and Colorado had those kind of years just the same way. Now, look, and here's my argument, too, to support you, is just the same way with Manager of the Year, you rewarded those that had the biggest turnarounds from one year to the next. You rewarded Torrey Lovullo with the Diamondbacks, and you rewarded Paul Molitor with the Twins. From the same perspective, look at the same things and say these guys were part of a huge turnaround that got these two teams to the postseason.
Because
Colorado and Arizona, when you think about teams, especially a year ago, you said they're going to be in the playoffs next year?
No way. I mean, I felt like they would be better. I thought they would make a wild card, but I didn't think either one of those teams were going to be as good as they were. I certainly didn't.
You did call Colorado.
I saw people were posting about the Diamondbacks as a deep sleeper, but I don't think I ever saw one person say that they would be in the running to win that division all year long. So that certainly surprised me. The Rockies didn't as much, because you could see what the Rockies were adding. And again, I said at the beginning of the year, the reason I picked them was because Bud Black was going to have a significant impact on that pitching staff. And then the addition of Holland and, you know, some of those guys can actually hit in Colorado outside of the high altitude. And I felt like they had the recipe to do something pretty cool out there. But I never saw Arizona coming.
No way. And look, and J.D. Martinez, the other thing, too, which you got to give him credit for, and he's a free agent, he's going to cash in on it. But you know what? No one saw that J.D. Martinez here, but then J.D. Martinez with the Tigers was one thing. Then he crosses over leagues, and he actually gets better when he joins Arizona and was just thumping left and right and all over the place. And that was a hell of a story. So, you know, you look at it, you say, okay. But, yeah, I'm kind of with you. I mean, from the standpoint of, we know, like, Mike Trout every year is going to be one of the best players in baseball.
And he is.
Right. But if your team isn't performing at a high level, I don't think it's hard to reward a guy for that.
Where did he finish? He was like
fourth or fifth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. He
whoever the ass clown is that gave the one first place vote to anyone other than Aaron Judge or Altuve in the American League, too, your ballot should be stripped.
Did you say, Nick said that was the Toronto guy?
Who
did it? Was it a Toronto guy that gave?
Because I know a lot of people on the internet were
trying to find
out. Toronto
guy gave Ramirez first.
Yeah.
He gave him the other one first place vote.
Yeah, Ramirez. And then the two Kansas City guys both did not vote for Altuve.
At all.
Kansas City Star, I think, is the name of the outlet.
At all.
They didn't vote for him in second?
Not first, second, third,
or
fourth.
They voted for him, I think, at number two, but they just put him at number one.
Okay, so that was the two votes. Because Judge had how many first place votes, two?
He had one.
Judge?
But if he just had one.
Ramirez had two.
No, I think there was three total first place votes that Altuve did not get.
Yeah, two of them was Judge's and one was Ramirez. So the two KC guys voted for Judge. Well, that's weird.
I think your ballot should be stripped then.
What's that?
I think that if you're going to make, you know, look, all right, the one time, was it last year for the All-NBA teams? It was last year or the year before that James Harden didn't get any votes for any of the three All-NBA teams except for one vote. And that vote came from Bill Worrell. So then Bill caught a whole hell of a lot of heat.
Rightfully so.
From
I'm not
going to
make
country.
I mean, rightfully so.
So I'm saying the same way. If you're going to say that and look at these two guys and everybody saying, hey, these were the two best players in the American League, and suddenly you're going to throw votes away, then it should be examined.
I'm with you. And I think you should – I think a lot of it should be out in the public. When you have in basketball, football, baseball, Heisman, I want to know what these guys are, you know, even when they do the AP poll and stuff. I'd love, I know some of that's out there, but yeah, I want to know who's picking who, because you want to see who's skewing the numbers, or who's dumb enough that they get paid to watch sports, but they think that, you know, Clayton Kershaw should be the MVP. He should Cy Young. Yeah, let's talk about that. But MVP.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, too.
He could probably make a really good case for him this year.
Yeah, 17-3 or whatever it was.
Especially over Stanton and Votto, since they didn't win, but in most other years, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't there an AL pitcher that made the like top seven or something like that?
This year?
Kimbrel. Was Kimbrel
Cy Young? The Red Sox?
Yeah. Wasn't he? Or maybe it was Cy Young I'm thinking of.
I don't know.
Okay, maybe it was Cy Young. I don't know on that one,
but it's the same thing that we've been saying forever too, about there's got to be transparency, and there's also got to be clear cut criteria for these awards so that we know.
That would help.
Yeah, it would help a lot, because otherwise you can sit there and scrutinize someone for voting a certain way, but you also got to be, you know, they might be thinking about, hey, the best player regardless of team record or this, that, and the other thing, and then, you know, the votes can get skewed that way too. I think if you can get the criteria and the transparency together, then maybe there's even more validity and more credibility to these awards and the Hall of Fame for that matter.
And it's nice to know that, or it would be nice to know that, you know, it was merit and not just a bias. Because you always hear about East Coast bias, and you would hate if that happened. You know what I mean? Where Aaron Judge were to beat Altuve because of an East Coast bias. It didn't happen, and it wasn't even close. But in the case of Giancarlo Stanton versus Joey Votto, I wonder what the two-vote difference was to these guys. You know what I mean? We'll never know that.
It's a great question.
But it would be good to see that. Yeah. I'm with you, though. I would love to have those numbers out there. All right, guys. I got to tell you. Oh, I'm excited to announce this, too. We hadn't really pitched it or announced it yet. But Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, I'm going to be out there for the Monday Night Football game, Texans versus Ravens. November 27th, so that'll be cool. More details to come, but if you don't have a place to watch the Monday Night Football game for the Texans, make plans to meet me at Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, 1901 Taft in Midtown, conveniently located right there. You're going to love the place, too. When we do this thing on Monday night, you're going to love the food. Everyone that's gone has gotten back to me and said, hey, man, I really thought you overhyped the food. I got to tell you, it was way better than even you made it sound. When you get out there, you're going to love it. It's a great mix of both Southern comfort and Indian food. That's the beautiful thing about Cowboys and Indians. It's got the Southern comfort favorites like chicken fried steak or wings and sliders. But it's also got the fusion of Indian food in there. Like they have a Himalayan heat burger. Quesadillas made with naan bread. They're known for the best butter chicken in Houston. All the food's delicious. The Indian food is recipes passed down through Haas's family over the years and then perfected by his crew. And what I love about it is, I'll give you an example. I went out there and got the chicken fried steak not too long ago. They don't make it. They don't batter it. They don't do anything until you order it. So it's fresh. The meat is locally sourced. So it's not just some frozen patty that you're getting flown across the country. That's part of the secret that makes Cowboys and Indians so good and so delicious. They have a lunch special going on, too, that you're going to miss it today. But starting Monday, get out there, man, between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Ask for the ESPN 97.5 special. It's a half-pound burger with fries for $8.99. You can't beat that. Go get that burger. And then thank me later. Hit me up on Twitter and tell me how much you liked it. They also have a full-service bar, so if you want to watch the football game and sit back and drink a drink, you could do that. And if you want the food but you don't want to get out and get it, you can have it delivered via DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, 1901 Taft in Midtown. You can get more information on Facebook at CNI713. Whatever you do, take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world with Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it, guys.